It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. A state Senate committee tomorrow takes up Senate Bill 6, the so-called bathroom bill. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has long favored legislation that would require people in public schools and government buildings to use the restroom according to the sex of their birth certificate. As KERA's Bill Zeeble reports, Patrick today launched a new campaign to shore up support.
Patrick assembled a multi-ethnic, multi-racial, and diverse political group of leaders in support of Senate Bill 6.
We will be next to pass a bill that focuses on privacy, a person's privacy, and public safety. That will say to parents everywhere, your children will have privacy in their schools as we focus on the needs of every student in the most private of all situations, in the showers, the locker rooms, and the bathrooms.
Patrick said his new 1 Million Voice campaign calls on religious, especially Christian leaders, to back the bill. Joining Patrick was a Democrat. State Senator Eddie Lucio from Brownsville supports it.
Children, youth, and parents in these difficult situations deserve compassion, sensitivity, and respect without infringing on legitimate concerns about privacy and security from other students and parents.
While Patrick may find support in the state Senate, he faces a fight in the Texas House. Speaker Joe Strauss has said this legislation is not a priority. Parents of transgender children, meanwhile, blasted the Senate bill. Amber Briggle of Denton has a transgender son.
For those parents who don't have transgender kids, just know that that my son is not any different than theirs. He loves cats, he loves Pokemon, he loves basketball. And so to treat my child as someone different is wrong, it's discriminatory, and y'all means all, and we're Texans, and we should stand up for each other.
Rachel Gonzalez of Dallas has a transgender daughter.
She exists as a girl. She's happy and healthy, and it would be very dangerous and very bizarre to send her into a men's restroom.
The Texas Association of Business opposes the legislation. It said it could be a barrier to recruiting employees to the state. The NFL and NBA have both issued warnings to Texas about Senate Bill 6. They've threatened to withhold future Super Bowls and All-Star games. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
The Texas Tribune is reporting tonight that Texas Republicans are expected to offer a new version of the so-called bathroom bill tomorrow. The modified bill removes a section that would have increased penalties for certain crimes committed in a bathroom or changing facility. That's according to a copy obtained by the Tribune. George Saunders' new novel, Lincoln in the Bardo, takes us into the mind of Abraham Lincoln just days after the death of his beloved son, Willie, who died of typhoid fever in 1862. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with Saunders about using the 16th president as inspiration.
When you're working with a guy like him, I mean, honestly, one thing you're trying to do is keep him off the page. It's kind of like writing a novel about Jesus. To come head on is really risky. And you're constantly walking into the cliche, you know, 87 minutes ago, I did walk into this graveyard. You don't want to do that. So one of the strategies is to say, Abe, please stay out of my book as much as you can because you're too difficult. And he will agree. And then theoretically, he only comes in when it's dramatically necessary. And then you sort of describe him glancingly. And of course, what you're doing is you're pouring your own phenomena into his head. You're attributing your thoughts to him. And then those are being sort of constricted by the historical facts. And then I remembered, oh yeah, this guy has to go out and oversee the killing of hundreds of thousands of people in order to free millions of others. I didn't know what to make of that. But the juncture of those two thoughts was, for me, a very powerful moment where fiction did its work.
George Saunders speaks Wednesday at DMA Arts and Letters Live. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. There's not much Republicans and Democrats seem to agree on in Austin these days, but criminal justice reform is one area that has found bipartisan support over the past decade. This year, lawmakers are looking to make more changes. There are scores of proposals intended to improve the way police, courts, jails, and prisons do business, to make the system fairer and to reduce the cost to taxpayers. KERA's Christopher Connolly takes a look at some proposals gaining lots of attention.
There's one name that's hovering over a lot of the discussion of criminal justice in Texas. That name is Sandra Bland.
Hundreds mourn the death of Sandra Bland.
Police arrested Bland during a traffic stop.
She was moving to Texas for a new job at her alma mater.
2 days later, the woman was found dead in a jail cell.
A routine traffic stop gone wrong.
Bland's 2015 death in the Waller County Jail caused protest and sparked questions about policing and jail policies. It led to the firing of the state trooper who arrested her and to a nearly $2 million payout to her family. Last week, Representative Garnett Coleman said Bland's experience provides a roadmap of problems in the justice system.
We're here to provide solutions to the challenges in criminal justice that many say should be reformed. And because of that, I filed House Bill 2702, the Sandra Bland Act.
The Houston Democrats' proposal is sweeping, a 55-page bill that would revamp the state's racial profiling laws and overhaul arrest and jail procedures. Its reception by law enforcement has been mixed. One police association called it misguided. Coleman says he expected pushback.
You know, this hasn't been a very popular thing to do.
The future of the Sandra Bland Act is questionable, but one issue it tackles is likely to draw a lot of attention in other legislation, and that's keeping people out of jail before their court date when they pose no risk to the community. Matt Simpson from the ACLU says Bland's story is instructive here, too. After all, she was in jail because she couldn't afford the $500 bail to get out.
The Sandra Bland case was a real reminder that having someone go to jail and just sit out their time may not be the best way to handle, you know, pretrial detention. If someone's going to appear in court, we may not need to stick them in the jail for an extended period of time, particularly if they're low risk.
Senate Criminal Justice Committee Chairman John Whitmire, a Democrat, is expected to introduce a major bail reform bill later this week. The industry is expected to oppose the legislation, but Derek Cohen from the conservative Right on Crime campaign says there's bipartisan support for changing the system.
If we look at just the number of people that are in the jails across the state, just waiting arraignment or waiting a trial without any risk justification, we're talking about probably tens of millions of dollars across the entire state going right down the drain for that.
Other proposals run the gamut from preventing people from being jailed for the most minor of crimes to marijuana decriminalization and a range of policing reforms. Nearly a dozen bills aim to rein in civil asset forfeiture. That's when law enforcement agents seize property and cash from suspected but not convicted criminals. Cohen says that means they're taking citizens' property without actually proving that it was used in a crime.
The criminal element of it is alleged, but not necessarily substantiated to the same degree that an actual criminal complaint must be substantiated.
Another big bipartisan push looks at 17-year-olds in the justice system. Right now, Texas is one of a handful of states that automatically treats them as adults. Advocates on the right and the left say those 17-year-olds should be treated as juveniles and sent to juvenile detention facilities that have more rehabilitative services for them. The ACLU's Matt Simpson says there's broad agreement that it'll reduce recidivism and benefit those kids, but that may not be enough for it to pass.
I think that the debate is it going to be expensive and do we have the capacity? Not, is it the right thing to do?
Simpson says experts predict long-term savings from the switch, but it comes with a hefty price tag up front. In a year where Texas has less money coming into its coffers, costly measures may not become law. Simpson says that describes a lot of criminal justice reform proposals. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
And finally, KERA has been following four North Texas high schools as part of our American Graduate Series, Race, Poverty, and the Changing Face of Schools. Our series continues tomorrow morning at 8:22 with a look at Liberty High in Frisco. You can explore the series at kera.org/schools. I'm Lauren Silverman. This is KERA News.